Welcome to Champion Circle Podcast.
We have a mandate to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ because your life matters to God.
Grab a Bible and get set to receive a personal word from the Lord as you listen to this timely and spirit-filled message. Here is today's message.
Today is a covenant day of favor. And for your information, next Sunday too is still going to be covenant day of favor. That shows this month will not go until you have been favored. God meant business and is in the business of favoring his people. May you not be left behind in the name of Jesus Christ. Biblical covenant empowers for wealth. Who told you Christians don't make it? Perhaps that is the reason why you don't want to give your life to Christ. I have good news for you. That this season will not be over until your status financially changes. But it will take you taking responsibility to walk in the covenant so that your destiny and mine can open up. Since the month began, we've been looking at gateways to financial fortunes. That shows there are gates. Praise the Lord. In this kingdom, you don't enter through the window. Or else you'll be called a thief. There are gates. And those gates will be open this season. And let me tell you, when the gates or the doors are open, there will be resistance. But yet, there is to push through. Paul said, behold, a fervent and effectual door has been opened to me. Doors of opportunities have been opened. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9. Said, but yet, there are adversaries. And these are the reason why God had ordained an anointing service, because every adversary of your advancement shall be destroyed. Whatever seed the enemy has placed over anyone's destiny so that you won't advance financially, that hold will be broken today in the name of Jesus. Now, God will only entrust true riches into the hands of those he can trust to use such wealth for his purpose. So what you are saying is that true riches in the kingdom is an entrustment. God entrusts or commits it into the hands of faithful men. And overnight, God, I am made to understand what it takes to be faithful. Praise the Lord. That's why I know that somebody's life will change. Beginning with me. I don't know about you. If you believe, let you say it. Hallelujah. If you look at Luke chapter 16 verse 11. Bible says, if therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit into your trust the true riches? Now, somebody can have money and not be blessed. Hello. That's why the Bible says the blessings of the Lord, they make rich without sorrow being hardened. My prayer is that whatever you feel you are enjoying that is carrying a baggage of sorrow, this morning that sorrow will be taken off in the name of the Lord. Bible says, if therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit into your trust true riches? Now, if you now look at Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, Jesus there told us the whole essence of the blessings of God upon the lives of his people. He said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all of the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Praise the Lord. That shows, he's telling us, okay, whatever he bless you with, these are the direction, these are the pattern. That shows when God bless you, he still watches you to see how you spend, how you use the blessing. Praise the Lord. Then we have a detailed illustration in Matthew chapter 25, verse 30 to 40. If you look at that place, those verses, you will see what it means to be faithful with the resources that heaven has packaged into your hand. That shows when you the blessing or your own, whatever you labored for, in quotes, when you use your resources to advance the kingdom. When you use your own resources to bless people, then you are qualified as a faithful steward. Then that is what now opens the door for the blessings that comes from heaven. Praise the Lord. Maybe you don't understand. You know, Abraham believed God. It was accounted to him to be what? Righteousness. So there are people in the kingdom who will use their resources. Let me say their hard and income to hard value. God will count them to be faithful. That is where the faithfulness comes in. Because if you look at Matthew 25, verse 30 to 40, he was telling them, he said, inasmuch as you supply meal to those who are hungry, inasmuch as you make clothing or raiment available to those who are naked, he said, you have done this for me. Then he will now tell you, come to this side, O ye faithful stewards. Your faithfulness also is rooted in what you use your hard-earned resources to do in the kingdom. Praise the Lord. So that is why I know that this season, heaven will be reaching out to us. But when it comes, are we going to pass the test? Now, God sees it or qualifies it as faithfulness when you use part of your hard-earned money, resources, or possession for his purpose. That is to advance his kingdom agenda on the earth or to propagate the gospel. And part of which also is just what's meeting the needs, the basic needs of the people, most especially the brethren. Praise the Lord. So permit me to say, God is watching to see how you use or spend your resources. If God is not concerned, then he shouldn't have done anything to that rich fool. He blessed the farm. He blessed the works of the hand of that young chap. But the guy never took cognizance of God. He wasn't mindful of those who are hungry around him. Then God said, I've been watching you. All these things have been adding to you. You have been enjoying them alone. You are not rich towards men. Neither are you rich towards God, who enhances the inflow. Then you are a rich fool. You know why? Whatever you have labored for will be taken by another. I pray this morning that the siege of foolishness by the anointing shall be destroyed from upon our lives. And my prayer goes to us also that no one here will labor in vain. I said, you will not labor in vain. In the name of Jesus. I've shared it before in Rock Heaven. There, a young man built a mansion in Rayfield. During that election, then he was telling us, sir, next week I will be moving to my house in Rayfield. And everybody celebrated with him. But when that next week came, he was taken to the mortuary. He built. He did not inhabit. Listen to me. That is not God's mandate for you and I. Once again, I pray here this morning that the foolishness that we may cause as an individual to build so we won't inherit, may God terminate it from our life. The foolishness of selfishness, may God deliver us from it. The foolishness of greed, may the Lord deliver us from it. In the name of Jesus. You better say amen. Because the heart of man can deceive man. Praise the Lord. So we must recognize that our giving in this kingdom is not a financial donation to help God. God doesn't need the help of man. Praise the Lord. Because he's all in all. But a spiritual transaction that releases heavenly order of blessings upon our lives. So whatever you do, whatever offering you brought, whatever tithe you have paid or you will pay, don't see them as what? As donations. See them as spiritual what? Transaction. That has a payback time. There is always a payback time. There is always a payback time. Praise the Lord. You know, God, in Genesis chapter 22, verse 15 to 22, we won't read. You know, along that lines, God told Abraham, he said, because you have not withheld your son, You have not withheld that which you have, which is so precious to you from me. I swear. That shows nothing can change it. If God gives you a son blessing, who is on one Baba family? Praise the Lord. Bishop said, God told him, even if you choose to be poor, it is what? It is too late. One sacrifice opened up for him generational blessing. I pray for somebody today that by the help of God, you will walk into swan blessing. I said, by the help of God, you will walk into swan blessing. Now, this kind of a walk is not a walk that comes via accident. No. It's an intentional walk. Intentional walk. Since I'm tired of poverty and I don't like it, will I open my eyes to allow my children to enter into it? That's just whatever it will take. Have you not seen mothers visit lists? Why? Not for them, for the sake of their children. You know why? They were tired. But yet they don't know where to go. Will you be here in church today and still not do anything about the destinies of your children? What I'm saying is that you can secure it now. You can what? You can secure it. Blessed is that man. Psalm 112, verse 1 to 10. We read it this morning. His seed. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. His seed shall be what? But who fear God? Who was the one who feared God? The man. But it's his seed that is becoming mighty. That's just in the mightiness of your seed lies your mightiness. You do not go to school, but if your son suddenly become a professor, who is a professor? It's you indirectly. Praise the Lord. Because the honor comes to you. But yet, he couldn't have become a professor without you paying the price for it. You sold all that you have so that he can go to school. Same thing applies in the kingdom. Listen to me. There's nothing you do in this kingdom that doesn't carry reward. But how you do them is what matters. Have I God said to me, I was asking, I said, when we are in Canaan land, this thing happens this way. What is happening in this church? God said to me, he said, what they are doing in Canaan land, you are doing, but you are not consistent. That shows you can be serving in the kingdom and your service will be a waste. You do in the morning, in the evening, you didn't show up. Praise the Lord. Whatever you do here, create a platform for addition for your destiny and not to God. So, the earlier we have an understanding that whatever we do is a seed, the better for us. You know why? God cannot contradict his word. He said, as long as the earth remains, seed time, harvest. So if there is no seed, nobody should expect harvest. My prayer is that heaven will help us. In the name of the Lord. Somebody will go home today with favor. There are those trusting God for their marital destiny. There shall be settlements here. Praise the Lord. It's not a sin if you look around in the church too. Praise God. In case you will see. Hallelujah. Favor will open some people's eyes. Those who are concerned, they are picking it. Hallelujah. As a favor will open somebody's eyes. In the name of Jesus. Gateways to financial fortune. What is a covenant? Please understand. The biblical covenants are God's sworn verdicts on various aspects of life, including financial prosperity as contained in his word. They are what? They are God's sworn verdicts. God has vowed that if this person can pay this price, this is what I will do. You see, even those herbalist people patronize, you discover that most of the principles they trade with, they are scriptures. Or you don't know. They are from scriptures. That is why you have the original and you have the fake. Praise the Lord. Virtually all the principles they work with, they are from the scriptures. They are all rooted in the principle of seed time and harvest. It's a kind of an exchange lifestyle. Trade by barter. You bring this, we will do this for you. Praise the Lord. But we have somebody who has never failed before. And that is God. So when you trade with him this season, he will settle you. So biblical covenants are God's sworn verdicts on various aspects of life, including financial prosperity, as contained in his word. You may not look it now, but it will happen. Is somebody getting it? Reason why consistency is a requirement. Reason why steadfastness is a requirement. Reason why continuity is a requirement. You know why? Rome wasn't built in a day. But as long as blocks are being laid upon blocks, Rome came to be. Somebody's destiny will see the light of the day. Galatians chapter 3. Let's quickly see verse 13 to 14. Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone that hanged on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Praise the Lord. We have seen now how by grafting, we have been brought, or by redemption, we have been brought into the covenant of Abraham. Praise the Lord. So that shows whatever is obtainable or whatever Abraham enjoyed, we have license to equally enjoy. So far we do what Abraham did. That grace is available in the house. Praise the Lord. We read in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 15 to 18 how God swore by himself, all in a bid to make Abraham make commitment towards walking in the covenant. Praise the Lord. You know, God can't fail. He can't fail. Praise the Lord. In verse 17 of that Hebrews chapter 6, Bible says, we are in God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel. He was looking for a way to let us know that this thing works. This thing works. And because of this, I am making a commitment. I am putting myself on the line for you. As heirs of the promise. He confirmed it by what? By an oath. What is the oath? Verse 18. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. Can God lie? No. We might have what? A consolation. Now, we should have hope. Oh. We should have hope in the fact that God cannot lie. So whatever word comes your way, hold on to that word and keep assuring yourself that I know God cannot lie. So if I take step, the right step in the direction of this promise, I know it will come to pass. God cannot lie. I said, God cannot lie. Not even over your matter. Somebody will be married this year. Favor will speak. God cannot lie. In 7 weeks, just as our father declared, somebody will locate his or her spouse. In the name of Jesus. Why? Because by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie. We have what? We have a strong consolation. Not just anyhow consolation. A strong one. We have an assurance that it will happen. Praise the Lord. Please understand this, that no circumstance on earth can render any biblical covenant of no effect. No situation. Money failed in Egypt and is failing in our days. But people survived there. We will survive here. Can you see the folly in our nation? The same money they want you to throw away is the same money they say you should be spending. You can see that man lacks capacity or stability. But there is a God in heaven. Whether they change notes, you will still be feeding. Whether they cancel it, there will be provision. God is not moved by man. But he has the capacity to shift things in your favor. No circumstance on earth can render any biblical, covenant of no effect. I now heard this. I said, provided one meets with the requisite condition attached. And that is what the principle of seed time and harvest. The meaning is that harvest or return is not sure until seed time is in place. If you have not sown your seed, don't expect harvest. Praise the Lord. So this season, the step we need to take, heaven will grant us the grace to do the needful so that we can enjoy the provisions. Praise the Lord. Now, we read an account in Genesis chapter 42, verse 15 to 27. How that in Egypt, money failed and nothing was working. and how Jacob's brother traveled, you know, from Israel to Egypt in search of food. Praise the Lord. But the bottom line is that in spite of that situation or circumstance, God still made a way for his people. In the midst of that crisis, he made a provision of sustenance for his people. Elijah was there at the brook of Cherith. There was no food in the land. God sent ravens. What man cannot do, he used bread to do. He brought, what is it they had? Bread and akara, praise the Lord. That's a, let's say bread and akara, that's our own version. Bread, in case you don't understand, bread and kose. Hallelujah. And Elijah was eating without struggle. And the moment the brook ran dry, we were made to understand that God already made provision elsewhere. Now, perhaps you are here. You see, that is the challenge between some of us. This is the way you have, this is what God has been using to bless you. And that thing, not for to coming. You are seeing God already made provision elsewhere. All you do is to look at his face. He will give you direction. Praise the Lord. Somebody here will enjoy relocation. God will always go ahead. Even in the midst of crisis or calamity, he will always go ahead. Praise the Lord. Reason our focus should be on him. He said they look unto him. And their face became radiant. And they never saw shame. I pray for somebody here this morning. You are here. Why you came this morning is that shame is staring at you in the face. And you are wondering, how can I escape? I'm telling you now, there is one person here like that. What brought you is that you need the finger of God. And I pray by the Spirit of God that before this week is over, you will see the finger of God. Help will come for you. You know why? Because you ran after God. Because you ran after God, it will make way for you. They look unto him. They were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. So shall be your testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. No circumstance on earth can render any biblical covenant of non-effect. No matter how hard it may look. If only we can hold on to God, we will discover that it will soon pass. It will what? It will soon. Have you read it in the Bible? When the Bible says, and it came to pass. I have good news for somebody. It will come to pass. I said, it will come to pass. When I gained admission, my mother was wondering, how will I send you to school? It came to pass. I did not just graduate. I graduated with one of the best results. It came to pass. I lost my job and I was at the verge of getting married. And I wondered, how will it happen? He said, take these, strangers into your house. The people I have not met before in my life, I housed them, 7 of them. Not knowing that inside of that work lies the provision. The person house, so how much is the house rent? He paid house rent. He just went out and came back with 150,000. Since I lent you a plan, marriage. How much crates of drinks would you need? He said, I will buy all the drinks. Now listen to me. It's a covenant work. Inside the help you are rendering lies the help you are meant to enjoy. Inside the solution you are providing lies the solution you are meant to enjoy. No one will miss out this season. So no circumstance on earth can render the biblical covenant of non-effect. If we believe and walk that pathway, it will come to pass. So I have good news for somebody here this morning. I am telling you that it will come to pass. By the favor of God that will come via the anointing this morning, this year your marriage will come to pass. That thing you are trusting God for will come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Briefly this morning, let's quickly see one or two terms, some terms of the covenant of financial fortune. There is makes me come into your presence. My helper, oh, you are my helper, oh. Oh yes, there is something coming to your presence. There is help for somebody here this morning. I said there is help for somebody here this morning in the name of Jesus. Number one, terms of the covenant of financial fortune. We must engage biblical discretion in our covenant practice. We must what? Engage biblical discretion in our covenant practice. What is discretion? Do you have English teacher here? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We must engage biblical mindset, biblical wisdom, biblical understanding in what? In our covenant practice. That is discretion. A wise man guides his affairs with what? With discretion. Knowing what to do and doing it. Praise the Lord. In Psalm 112 verse 1 to 5, Bible says, praise the Lord, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandment. One of those biblical discretion is that we delight greatly in what? In his commandments. His commandments are not grievous. They are not burdensome. But where they look like burden, we ask for grace. He made provision for grace. Praise the Lord. Verse 2 says, his seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. And his righteousness endureth forever. What's the name of this America's first billionaire? Rockefeller or something like that. Do you know, while he was serving God, paying maybe 90% of his income as tithe, his children were not born. But the name is still hanging out. There is a foundation. But those kids are just enjoying the labor of yesteryears. The father was long gone, but yet the impact. They said in America then that when the man gave some certain millions for the kingdom, they were mocking him. Say, are you that stupid? How can you give this kind of amount for the propagation of the gospel? But a man who delight greatly in his commandment and sow the seed secures the generation of his children. That is Bible. Wealth and riches shall be where? In his house. And his righteousness endure forever. I want you to say after me, say, wealth and riches are in my house. My God supplies all that I need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So, wealth and riches are in my house. Amen. So shall it be. Verse 4 says, unto the upright there ariseth light in darkness. We need to understand that also. That when you live an upright life. Now, you know we are talking finance. Upright means you are not cutting corner in business. In your dealings with people, you don't cut corner to make gain. You don't use unjust measure to measure things. I've seen people who told me, Pastor, it's because it's you know me. Then what he was selling went somewhere else. I discovered that even his own price was like 3 times. And he has done me favor. Praise the Lord. I'm not the judge. Only God judge. Praise God. But these are some of those, even from our respective lives. How are we dealing with people? Praise the Lord. I've been somewhere managing a business for somebody. And I discovered that people are not aware of the measure. Now, what you are supposed to sell for 12, the price for 12.5 or something like that, the measure, person was taking 12 kg for the price of the other one. I was now one. I said, this thing. I now called the owner of the business. I said, look at what is happening. He told me, he says, they are not aware now. But let's create awareness now. Praise the Lord. And we are making money. So we can begin to look our lives in our dealings with people. It begins from there. I'm not saying maybe the boy came with you now is a perfect child, but the moment it dawned on us that the awareness is there, that this is how we are meant to live it, and we are living in grace will come. Praise the Lord. So it's a platform. We need to understand our uprightness is a requirement for enjoying financial blessing from heaven. We don't take advantage of people. Praise the Lord. In our dealings, God will help us. Praise God. Now, let's see covenant priorities in our engagement with the covenant of seed time and harvest. Number one, tithing. Kingdom person. If you don't believe in tithing, you are out of place. That is just the truth. Praise the Lord. In this commission, we believe in tithing. Not just because it is this commission, because it's biblically established. Praise the Lord. And until our understanding comes alive, we will see four victims of evil. Look at John chapter 10 verse 10. The Bible says the enemy came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. There are platforms through which the enemy does this. He may not come with dagger, but he can cripple your understanding of scriptures. It can make you believe in a lie so that the blessing of the world can't come near you. When devil kills somebody financially, the person may not matter. Praise the Lord. Or you don't know that money brings honor. Eh? We are believers. Let's see, don't allow the devil to cheat you. Money is good. Eh? God said, my kingdom, my city's true prosperity shall be advanced. If there is no money there, the church can't move forward. But our focus must not be on that money, but on him who makes it available. It is the love of money that of all evil. God doesn't say money. You need money to enjoy life. Now, favor will be coming on marriages. You need money to run romance. Eh? Is there any time you see me shout at my kids at times? Or as my wife talk, I look away from the money. It's okay. Be deceiving yourself. You don't want money. Just raise your hand so that we pray for you. To remain the way you are. I pray that beginning from now, heaven be opened over our resources. We need money. It's good. Bible even says it answereth all things. It answereth all things. It brings honor. It gives people a voice. It gives people a voice. I pray for you that God will give you a voice. See, when I say God will give you a voice, not that you go and turn to parrot and be saying, that is not what I'm saying. May God fill your pocket. Now, when your pocket is, people consider you before they consider others. Even in your family circle. No, how can we go forward? We have not called Pastor of the power, Pastor Tola. We have not called him. They say, why must we call him? You will not. Who will buy the cow for you? True, I've been to this meeting. Let's play my hair first. That is relevance. I pray by the Spirit of God that by this favor coming upon your life, may you be relevant. In the name of Jesus. So, but when you can keep people in perpetual poverty by making them to have lopsided understanding of scriptures, they say, no, God will not make you suffer poverty to teach you humility. There are enough scriptures to teach humility. Praise the Lord. You want to pay hospital bill 5,000. You now travel from here to Basa or Bokos. May I know God is changing somebody's story. Beginning with me. You know why I said beginning with me? The part of the jaws is as a shining light because it can keep getting better. It will keep getting better and it will keep getting better. Be our testimony. In the name of Jesus. So one of the covenant priorities in our engagement with the covenant of seed time and harvest is what? Tithing. Tithing. Praise the Lord. This tithing is what? One tenth of every whatever income we have. Is that not so? Let's see the scriptures. Praise the Lord. In Genesis chapter 14, verse 18 to 20. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was a priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him what? Tithes of all. Now, this was the encounter Abraham had with Melchizedek. And Melchizedek in the Old Testament is a type of Jesus Christ. Is somebody getting me? Because he has no descent. He doesn't have father. He doesn't have mother. But Bible says he appears as a king after a prince. Praise the Lord. And when Abraham met him, Abraham was just coming from battle. He has conquered. Just as some of you now, this season is your season of conquering. Whatever you lay your hand on will begin to prosper. So when you are returning by month end, you should know what to do. Abraham gave this person the tithe of all. But look at the blessing this man proclaiming on Abraham, verse 19. And he said, Bible says, and he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the what? Of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. That singular operation opened up the destiny of Abraham. That one secured for him eternal blessing, eternal fortune. Let's go. So, tithing. Now, let me say this. From these verses of scripture, you discover that tithing has been in existence years before the law of Moses came. Is that not so? Now, people will be telling you, tithe is Old Testament. It's the deception from hell. Why? Because even before Moses was born, Abraham had paid tithe. Before the Levites came, even in his loins, the Bible said they paid tithe because their father paid tithe. Praise the Lord. Now, if you are saying tithing is of old, do you believe that in the Old Testament, they do naming ceremony? Is that not so? So we should say covenant naming is of old. Do you know that in the Old Testament, they give offering? Is that not so? Or are we the one that introduce offering? No. We should learn to ask questions. The offering too, we shouldn't be giving offering. Let us say what is of old. Do you know that in the Old Testament, they anoint people to be king? Then we shouldn't be anointed. We should say what? It is the only. Can you? The only thing with tithing is that unlike tithing, it is tithing that the hand of the devourer from our destinies. So devil wants us to remain under the perpetual operation of it. So they try to corrupt the platform of tithing by saying it's the Old Testament. Is there anything that was introduced in the New Testament that doesn't exist in the Old Testament? The only even Jesus that came in the New Testament exists before both the old and the new. Because that Melchizedek. So, devil will try to afflict our understanding so that we won't enjoy the privileges. Now, child education began when? Not even in the beginning. Circumcision began with who? With Abraham. Are we still circumcising our babies? We should have said, no, it's with Old Testament. So we won't do it again. And you see the devil. Praise the Lord. It is only in tithing that God made a vow that you try me with this. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven. Another Bible, another scripture to show where you can find that. It's only in tithing. So tithing helps to secure our financial destinies in the what? In the covenant. Praise the Lord. So that does not allow the enemy to take advantage of us by blocking our understanding of the provisions made available in the scripture so that we won't enjoy the privileges. Somebody's eyes will open in the name of the Lord. Now, if you look at Isaiah chapter 51, verse 1 to 3, you should be asking questions. Now, why is God saying this concerning Abraham? Said, "Hearken to me, ye that follow after what? If you want to live a righteous life and you want to seek God, look at your father.
He lived a life that was pleasing to me. How did Abraham become a righteous person? It is through faith in God. So if you must come to me, you must begin to live a life of faith. For you begin to enjoy the same privileges that Abraham enjoyed. Say, look at Abraham. Your father, I called him alone. And after all of those thoughts, I blessed him. Then if you look at Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16, Bible says, seek ye for the old path. There are paths that ancient heroes have walked before now. Those are the things that make them heroes. God is saying, go back and check. Thus hear the Lord, stand ye in the ways. That's why this year is our covenant what? Highways. There is a place you and I must stand this season to enjoy the visitations from heaven. The highways of life. Say, go and stand in that way and see and ask for the whole path. How did Abraham did it to the point that he enjoys own blessings from heaven? Say, go and ask. Where is the good way? And begin to do what? Walk therein. Now, it is no more about God. It is about you and I taking responsibility by walking on the covenant highways so that we can enjoy the provisions that have been made available. Walk their way, and what will you get? Let's read the last line. When you walk, what will you get? Then what are you looking for, if not rest? Marital rest, financial rest, health rest, rest roundabout. I pray this morning by the Spirit of God that in every area of our life where we have suffered, by knowing this one, I decree rest. Rest roundabout in the name of Jesus. So one way to find rest is by locating the old paths and by walking therein. When we begin to walk, Abraham believed God when we believe God. Abraham paid tithe when we pay tithe. He is an hard worker when we work hard. He was a diligent man when we become diligent. Then we'll connect with that rest. And that shall be our testimony. Rest roundabout in the name of the Lord. Let's see this scripture again. Look at John chapter 8 verse 39. We are on tithe. It's not only tithe, but I just want to settle this one so we move forward. John 8, 39. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. They even claimed it. But look at what Jesus told them. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you will do what? What are the things Abraham did? He served God. He was hospitable. He had faith in God. He honored God via it. Melchizedek did not ask for it. But by revelation, he discovered that this is Jesus in human form. And he went to honor him. Tithe is to honor God, not to sponsor God. So let your mindset be renewed. Tithe is not to sponsor God. It's to do what? To honor God. What you are saying to God is that this salary I have earned, it is by your power. You are the one who helped me. You are the one who helped me, support me, and made me to get this. So this is your portion of the transaction. That is why tithe is meant to be paid first before any other thing. A platform for honor. So if you are paying your tithe, don't pay. Recently, I came across that too. When I was reading Kenneth Copeland's book, I now saw he outlined it there. How to pay your tithe. Last week, I was in state church and I was asking the pastor there, state pastor, I was saying, but the way we pay tithe in this commission, praise the Lord. But as individual, don't just come and drop your tithe as if it doesn't matter. No, it matters to your life. It's a spiritual transaction. Whether you are transferring it or you are paying it in cash, before you do, speak to God. God, this is honor. I am honoring you with this. This is the 10% your portion. That is what seek first the kingdom. When we place God, if after you have spent part of your money, you are now paying tithe, it's a waste. Because you have just told God, no, God, you are number 7. Let me quickly settle all these bills first, then I will remember you. May our mindset change this season. In the name of the Lord. And so I argued in Matthew 23, verse 23, that Jesus said he did not mention tithe. Please, let's see that place. New Living Translation. Matthew 23, verse 23. So we move forward. New Living. This is what Jesus said in New King James. He said, woe to you, scribes. Okay, New Living. Look at this now. What sorrows awaits you, teachers of religious laws, and you Pharisees, hypocrites? For you are careful to tithe. Are you getting me? Jesus mentioned tithe. He said, you are careful to tithe. Even the tiniest income. So meticulous about it. They kept the record. From your herb gardens. But you ignore the more important aspect of the law. You ignore justice, mercy, and faith. They said, those ones too, they really matter. But look at the next line. You should tithe. And what again? Yes, but do not neglect the more important things. Did Jesus do tithing? What did he tell us here? You should what? Because he himself, he met tithing. Praise the Lord. Say you should tithe. But while tithing, no, don't forget those important things you should be doing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go. Number two, worship offering. That Deuteronomy 16:16. Worship offering. You are talking about those covenant platforms through which we enjoy access to financial fortune. Worship offering, Deuteronomy 16:16-17. Look at it now. Three times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose. In the feast of unleavened bread and in the feast of weeks and in the feast of tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord. How? Empty. Listen, everyone has something to keep. Praise the Lord. Don't appear before God empty. Tell God now. Say, God, by your grace, beginning from now, I will not appear before you empty. Amen. Number three, kingdom advancement sacrifices. Kingdom advancement sacrifices. Now, all of these things we are mentioning, you need to understand that they are what? They are spiritual transactions. Psalm 50 verse 50. Bible says, gather my sins together unto me. Those that have made a covenant with me by what? By sacrifice. Now, what you sacrifice to God is a platform for what? For initiating a covenant. Praise the Lord. You gave 5,000 towards toilet. You gave 1,000 towards chairs. You just believe so God, you gave towards it. Let me tell you, allow your understanding to come. It's a spiritual transaction. Praise the Lord. And these sacrifices create the platform to what? To connect with heaven. Gather my sins together to me. Those who have made a covenant with him by what? By sacrifice. So your sacrifice is a platform for covenant with God. Same thing, if you see those who don't know God, that is what they do. They will go and offer sacrifice. What is it? They are connecting with the devil. They are connecting with the devil. They have more understand. They know it's a transaction. They know it's a transaction. Praise the Lord. God will help us. In Psalm 6 verse 1 to 6, we see also that it is a platform. Your sacrifice is a platform for your turnaround. When the Lord shall turn again, the captivity of Zion were like them that dream. Verse 2, then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathens, the Lord has done great things for them. That shall be somebody's testimony. The unbelievers in your neighborhood, they will see the hand of God upon your life. And they responded, the Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Yes. People will be telling you now, you are shining. What will you tell them? We have some people in church. When they, meet people, they say, you are shining. Say, me, who give money? Please, if you know you are a monkey, don't call me again. But there are no monkeys in this. Hallelujah. No one here is a monkey. Praise God. Somebody's story is changing. Now begin to see yourself the way God sees you. And things will begin to turn. Don't present yourself to be at the pity of mere men. Somebody's enjoying a change of story. Let's see verse 5. 5 and 6. They that sow in what? Now, listen to me. Sacrifices are not cheap. Forget about the cola, some people. That's why God is not answering them. You just carry cola, 50 naira, and put a drop of oil. You can see that they are even rubbishing the God they are presenting it to. not finished to find it. Praise the Lord. How will the affliction not multiply? The God is saying, I mean, you come with this. Praise the Lord. But God is saying, those who sow in tears, there are seasons that your seed will connect with your heart. Those who sow in tears, this means to offer sacrifice. Because whatever you are presenting before God, you know you're not taking it up again. And it must touch your heart. What is their end? Verse 6. They will continue. See them. He who continually goes forth. You are here this morning. You wept much. Bearing precious seed. Bearing seed for sowing. What will happen? They shall doubtless again. Come again. With what? That is somebody's testimony. Somebody here will return next Sunday with rejoicing. In the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be. You see also in Philippians chapter 4, verse 15 to 19, that there is nothing you offer in the kingdom that goes without return. Praise the Lord. Now let's see other avenue. Number one, building of churches. Building of churches. 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 2 to 3. Building of churches. Now you ask me, when will I begin to make a seed of 1 billion? Now, was built in a day. I heard from the testimony of Pastor David Jr. Said, Papa came to UK and announced there that some of you here, you begin to build churches. Said that in hit him. When Papa left, said, he was now wondering, some of you here will begin to build churches. He was looking. He said, one day, while he was in the office, now brought some things that the church needed. He was looking at the files. He now saw one. He said, Papa said, one day you'll be building churches. But say, but for me, if I can't build church now, I can buy block. Is somebody getting it? So I will not pass it on. I think I can handle it. He said he kept it. When he kept it, he attended to other ones. He approved them. They sent them to where they need to send. He now began to pursue that one. He was able to buy that stuff for church. Now say, but now, even though we have not built 100, at least we are building one by one. So that shows it began from somewhere. Don't pass it on. That thing you see is a need. You feel this area, me, I can handle this, handle it. It's a platform. It's a covenant platform. My prayer is that this season, no one here will be left behind. In the name of the Lord. So he said, we have left that era now. So Rome was built in a day, but it takes laying one block on the other. If it is one block you can buy, lay your own and allow God. But that is a seed of greatness. No one here will remain on the back seat in the name of Jesus Christ. Giving to missions. Praise the Lord. Giving to missions. Mission expansion projects. Giving for crusades and outreaches. Making provision for flyers and all of those stuffs. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17 says, cry here saying, thus hear the Lord, my city's true prosperity shall yet be noise abroad. So giving to missions. Praise the Lord. Perhaps you can go. You can send your resources on mission. You can send your resources to Ghana while you are in Nigeria. Praise the Lord. You can send your resources to America while you are in Nigeria. That is what mission does. That's just where you can go physically. Something from you has gone there. It could be a seed of prayer, but you know we are talking finances now. Praise the Lord. Church furnishing. Chairs, carpeting, audio and visual equipment, power generating sets, etc. These are things one can do for God. Remember, Psalm 102 verse 13 to 15. Bible says, thou shall arise and have mercy upon Zion. Why? For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is what? Why? Because for your servant take pleasure in the stones of Zion. The things that concerns your house concerns me. I did not pass it on. I did not close my eyes to it. So I am qualified for favor. Somebody here will enjoy favor. In the name of the Lord. Number four, giving to parents. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 to 3. Then Genesis 27, 1 to 4. There are occasions venison must enter for blessings to come out. Venison must enter for blessings to come out. Now, a child
Praise the Lord. You don't need to grow before you remember your parents. In your own little way, from cradle, you should be able to remember your parents. An adult who don't remember his or her parents must have become a child who is not grateful. An ungrateful child from the cradle will grow up not to remember parents who sweat over them. That is why even from our children's church, we keep teaching them. If you can't appreciate your mother now, while you are still young, when you grow up, you won't do so. People don't grow up to be bad. They grow from cradle to be bad. That is why beginning from now, a child that we honor parents in old age must begin from now. Isaac said, go and bring me venison so that my heart can bless you and I will die. Now, let me say this. Parental blessing is key in the life of a child. Parental blessing. And you can't give too much for your parents. About a week ago, something happened. My mom's wife came. While she was going, she just came to see us. Okay, last Sunday. And she was going. Just made available small change for her transport back to Rayfield. The woman who refused to go. What was she doing? She was praying. While she was taking me to be asked, you know, the husband, we are one. The blessing is not for her alone. As he was saying him, I stood for one corner collecting it. Praise the Lord. And she prayed, the prayer transcends generation. Listen to me. There are things other people's parents cannot do for you. Only your parents can do. And you can't access them if you have not touched their hearts. No matter how rich your mother or father may be, your biscuit can open his heart to bless you. Ah, my father is so rich. What will I make available for them is stupidity and foolishness. The devil is just restraining you. The prayer of your mother over your life can swallow up the operation of witches and wizards. Why pray when somebody can pray? The energy you will be using to pray for yourself, use it to pray kingdom advancement prayer, but secure your destiny from the prayer of your parents is a seed. I was now looking, if just this change can make this mama to release this prayer, what of if, you understand? What of if tomorrow morning I just, mama, let's go to Israel? It will happen. No? What of if I say, mama, let me get you a driver? What of if we say, mama, we are building a house for you? That woman will not come down from the mountain. When she wakes up in the morning, the first thing is that it is you. Oh, Luau. Oh, let them not see my children. Let them not. See, it's not as if you be taken from your mother or father. It's your portion. But let it be an intentional thing from you. Let it be intentional that, no, I want to be a person to this man. Something happened to me in the university. Sorry, let me say this. It was my uncle that paid for me. One day I was in school. I now discovered that everything coming to me was from my uncle. From school, I wept home that day. And I went to meet my mom. I said, mommy, your one kobo in my life is better than somebody's 1 billion in my life. She bursted into tears. I said, listen, let me make reference that my uncle has involvement in my fulfillment. She cried. You know what happened? The following week, my mom brought, if you know the fish they call follow, the small, small fish, she just passed. She sabi. Well, hallelujah. Those fishes, when you use for gari, you will enjoy. She went to the market and fried just a handful. My mom did not know the walls of university, but she came to Unilag to look for me. She found me. When she brought, she said, Tola, I brought fish for you. That is from my mother. Tears dropped from my eyes. I said, now, mommy, you are a part of my life. So I told God, I said, my mama will not die until she lives under my roof. And she died under my roof. Now, listen to me. There are things we can do, no matter how small. They have the capacity to secure our destiny. It's not in the big, big things. It's
not in the big, big things. Let us be intentional in working with God. He's still the one sending you to school. When you are coming from school, don't you see ice cream? He's not used to it, but surprise, I know you don't know how to cream. You will be surprised. The next day, you won't ask for things. He's the one making it available. Then help our understanding. Praise the Lord. Giving to the poor, charity, especially those of the household of faith. Matthew 25, verse 31 to 40. About 3 weeks ago, I was standing here with my son. My children came back from school. Then I saw one woman, Almandiri, you know, with one. They came to me and they said, Babi Anla. I said, Alabada, sir. My son said, Daddy, who taught you? I said, this one, I'm money, I must understand. Praise the Lord. He now came back and asked me questions. Say, but Daddy, you were preaching that those who you have capacity to help, you should help. I said, I understand, but I can't waste my investment. Maybe you understand. It's not as if I can't help her, but I feel the change with me is not meant for her, it's meant for the kingdom. We need to understand. You should know where to sow your seed. That is the implication. You should know where to sow your seed. Bible says, especially those of the household of faith. If your brother in church is not hitting, you now carry money to terminals to give to barrier people, you have wasted your investment. That is just the truth. If a part of this kingdom is how it works. Somebody came here for prayers and I said, we have not been seeing you. He said, now. He said, I said, somebody was owing him. How much were they owing him? About 100 million. And I said, okay, we will pray. God will. I said, but you, what are you doing in the house of God? And I said, I've even made up my mind to do something. I said, what do you want to do? So I told God that once this money enter now, I will just stand at the roundabout in state locals with about 150,000. Anybody I see, I'll just be dashing them. I said, why are you this foolish? Now, your church don't have drum set. It's not as if we don't know how to keep our mouth. Are you getting me now? That maybe somebody come, he pray and he was talking. These are relevant matter. It's either you come or you don't come. It's either you come or you don't come. These are relevant matters. There are things we learn from other people. It's not that pastor can talk. It's either you take instruction or you don't take it. These are things we learn from. I said, this is folly. So you better begin from the household of faith. That is how God can secure you. If you come to God to help you, but you can't reach out to God through his people, you are reaching out to unbelievers, you are missing it. There is always a place for you as a child of the kingdom where you sow your seed to produce for you. Papa should have carried money and start walking the street of Lagos. Praise the Lord. It's either you learn or you don't learn. My prayers are this season, favor will answer for us. This one, I don't like preaching it, but let me say it so that your blessing can come. Number 6, giving to ministers and ministries that impact on your life is a requirement in the kingdom. And this is total gospel. Nobody is a beggar. Is somebody getting me now? Giving to ministers and ministries that impact on your lives is a requirement for working in financial fortune. Is a requirement. Now, please hear me now. Whatever I say here this morning, don't look at what I did not say right. Take the one that has to do with you. Take your own. Leave the other ones. Take the one that has to relate with you. That is how to glean from church. Don't go to church and say, what the pastor didn't say right. The one that he says right, which one have you? Just take your own and go and be blessed. It's a serious matter. Take your own. God is not mocked. And neither can anybody mock him. It's not mocked. It is whatsoever a man sows, he reaps. In my own little way, I am giving. Don't think I'm a consumer. I'm not a consumer. Because I say, if I come to your house, I will eat. Doesn't make me look like a beggar. I am not. I am reaching out in my own capacity. And God is blessing me for it. Nobody should say amen for me. I'm telling you my heart. Please, when we come to church, let's have an open heart so that we can take whatever we have in store for us. Don't act as a deceiver in church. Take your pot, go and be blessed and give God glory.
Praise the Lord. Let's see this as we shut down this morning. The truth is that you can get started from where you are. God knows your measure. He knows your status. From out of what he has given you, do your bit and reach out to you. Praise the Lord. To sustain covenant practice, engage in planning finance. Don't forget this area. Don't say because in church they say we should give. You now receive your salary, you carry everything and drop in church. Then you now get back home. Your child is asking for money for biscuit. Say, I've given God. Watch out. There is a place of planning. Is somebody getting it? There is a place of financial planning. Before your salary comes, you can tell how much your tithe is, how much you will give as offering. It's not a... But give according to your ability. According to the blessings of God that is upon your life. Bible says, a wise man guides his affairs with discretion. You know you'll be in church on Sunday. On Saturday night, you say you gave your transport. You now sat at home. Ah, I can't go to church. They say, what have I just gave all I have? You know. You can tell now whether it's foolishness or wisdom. Praise the Lord. So planning is a requirement. Through wisdom, a house is built. And through understanding, the rains are filled with precious things. It's talking about planning. Proverbs 24 verse 3 to 4. So let us watch out. God will help us as we plan. In the name of the Lord. So one thing you and I will enjoy this season is that whatever we do in the kingdom, it procures divine favor. It what? It procures divine favor. And may you and I enjoy favor in the name of the Lord. It guarantees supernatural fruitfulness. That is why I know that somebody's womb will be open this season. As that somebody's womb will be open this season in the name of the Lord. The anointing for today is towards experiencing the favor of marital settlement. For every individual who desires to be settled maritally, this oil will answer for you. For every individual having challenge in their marriage, this oil will answer for you. In the mighty name of the Lord, you want to locate your spouse, favor will answer for you. He who finds a wife findeth a good thing and has obtained favor from the Lord. Favor will speak this morning. As a favor will answer this morning. In the name of the Lord. So understand that every challenge marital destiny, such as marital delays, marital crisis, they are mostly raw oppression of the devil. Don't take them casual. Somebody said 50 years siege of marital delay was broken. Why? Because somebody placed a curse over the girls in the family. You are here this morning. Whatever curse there is ravaging your life by the anointing, that siege will be destroyed. That hold will be broken in the name of the Lord. Every child of God that so desires has a God-given right to be settled in marriage. Once you desire to be married, God will settle you in marriage. You know why? Because it is our God that sets the solitary in families. Praise the Lord. Psalm 68 verse 6. God will settle you. Wherever you are this morning, the hand of God will reach out to you. You know why? Marriage is a good thing. And every good thing is our entitlement in Christ. Praise the Lord. So if that is your portion, this morning, by this anointing, the hand of God will come upon your life. I said, the hand of God will come upon your life in the mighty name of the Lord. But what is it that we need to do to actualize our glorious marital destiny? Number one, your salvation is key. One must be saved and remain in love with God. John 3:3. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. No one in this kingdom is allowed to enjoy the provision of the kingdom until such has given his life to Jesus Christ. So that is the starting point. You want God to reach out to you, give your life to Christ. Number two, be committed to kingdom advancement endeavors. Don't say it is the work of the pastors. The ministers, they will do it. You too engage and God will settle you. Somebody is in for a settlement this season. I said, somebody is in for a settlement this season. You are trusting God in your marriage. The hand of God will rest upon you. I want us to rise on our feet this morning. While working, also make sure
God is your only source of expectation. Not that tomorrow you visit an Alpha, or what do they call them? Today you come to church, it won't have value to you. One leg in church, one leg in the Herbalist house, it doesn't have value in the kingdom. Praise the Lord. They look unto him, and they were lightened, and their faces were never ashamed. But I said, my soul, weigh thou on God, for thine expectation is from him. This season, the hand of God will reach out to us. Also, make sure you engage the power of faith. Have faith in God. Believe. Have faith in God. Believe in God, and you will not see shame. And this is for somebody here this morning. Beware of pride. Beware of pride. Don't know the future. You don't see the future. Only God does. Beware of pride. Pride goeth before a fall. I've seen people whose marital destiny was placed on hold by reason of pride. I can't share for time's sake. By reason of pride. Pride is dangerous. Most especially with our sisters. I'm telling you, this is the pillar of truth. The house of God. Most especially, I don't know if such is here, but that is the way it is. Praise the Lord. Who appreciate? Don't tell them, no, I don't like. Don't ridicule people. You can't tell what tomorrow carries. There are many presidents now. The people they should have married, rubbish them. Because they can't see beyond their nose. Whatever has held anyone captive here, by the anointing, such will be broken today. I want you to lift up your voice, begin to speak to God. Father, by this anointing, open up my marital destiny. For those who desire to be married, for those trusting God for their life partners. You are here this morning, your home is not what it is. You have had our 19 years old separated home was brought together by the hand of God. Favor will answer.
Thank you for listening to Champion Circle Podcast.
If this message has blessed you and you would like more information about Champion Circle, please visit us at championcircleblogspot.com.
Make sure to subscribe, follow, review, comment, listen, download, and share Champion Circle Podcast. We leave you with this word from Acts 20:32. Now I entrust you to God, whose gracious truth is transformational and able to rebuild your character to be like Christ, and give you the promised inheritance of eternal life, joining all those who are fully healed. See you next time.